Would you mind speaking up a little?
Yes, thank you. My name is Paul Murphy. I work with Big World. And in this talk, we're just going to go over some information of Python and how we use Python in our game engine. Hopefully it'll be something of interest to everyone. If you have programmed at all, or you know Python and program a little bit, or you're a C++ developer and you write Python. Just a quick survey. How many people program and talk about programming? No Python, like just not Python. Okay, and some C++. That's good. And some being in Python C++. we won't get too heavy in the embedding itself, but we mainly give you an overview of where it's applied, both embedding and then standalone. First off, this is Big World. Has anyone heard of Big World at all? Yeah, cool. We're an offshoot of Marcus Auto. So Marcus Auto is a game developer. Started in May 86. I don't know whether anyone remembers American Cup on the Commodore 64. So it was one of those games that,
we do our own scripting language.
lesser options, Java and Lua. There was a lot of scripting education and scripting language that good for embedding is used quite commonly, especially on resource limited bands. But we're going to Python, which in hindsight was a good choice. Benefits of Python is it is a high level language, so unlike C++, you focus on the problem, you don't have to worry about details as much. Two lines of code, easy to read, easy to maintain. High dynamic language, so I mean that they do a lot of tough things, dynamic things, interacting things, quite sloppy things, the reflections. Also a big plus, it's good to be able to set projects, look at what I can do, also good for other same things wise, a good language. Object oriented, you get a lot of general software of being in another language. Dark inheritance, namespaces, although dynamic language, the strongest part, so you've got good parts you can work with, both built in and also your own. It's also really easy to pick up. For those who don't program, they're looking to get into it, quite a little bit of good language to get into, or come the other way, if you're a C++ programmer, then you want to get into a super language. It's also a good one to pick up. It's definitely been so our engineers have written C++, our lot of teams, the managed C++ developers, so it's a big plus for them to be able to go from C++ to Python. And also, the other way, they can have James Bond and whatnot, whatnot to typically game program, be able to interact at least at some level to it's got a nice syntax. It's got to be able to have the wave at the time. One of the things that's often a downside of the initial metal, but a lot of people are quite strict that it is indenting important, so it's really quite gentle. It's a bit of a leg to be able to throw away the situation. But if you give it a go, it does work well. The main issues come up when you transfer a code around. So copy it through something that doesn't affect the one space. So often when you post on something like that, that's the main issue where it comes up. Tell them that it makes it seems really steady to my side anyway, to anyone who can do it that way, so it ends up not very cold. Another advantage for us is it is free software, so both Vigo and Grow. Having talked about there, definitely makes it a lot easier to get both. You just need to know what's going on in terms of content. Supported, if it is available to us, quite definitely strong
that you can make. There's many actually the main
engineering systems and the train work and stuff. So I don't know if some of you were talking about ability, but what sort of framework they're in department. So we did recently be using that to write a digital optimizer server. Looks like mainline build, but it's a file buffer, a WS Python tool, space field, but it's just getting a tackle view of the space and the server and the NPC. And the description of that dynamic tool to be able to profit on it. Okay, so maybe you guys like me want to actually see stuff that is my deck. So I'll run some of the run some of it and so what I thought I'd do is just a Windows box sort of front-end client on Windows. This is just a Fedora install for running server. So generally now big old server runs on a cluster of Linux boxes. We can scale with
So just in part of the script, just off the line code to
be able to add your own watches, so any sorts of parameters that you want to watch, you can do that, so you should be able to you see here that they're just adding watches, so it's the task of watch value and a function there, so you can write any sort of function there, so there you can expect the values in the the watcher tree. You can also
Yeah.
the object on the server and pull the truck. I jump onto the next to the server. So with the server, we just have URLs to turn it to the server. So control flight is just finding out which port to connect to and connecting to the ones that we specify. So we do things like okay, there's NT64 there, so I can get building entity, and then so that's got that model name. We can actually do something like so all this right, not an excellent example. So if I just change it to stage 3, change it to stage 1, so change that probably on the server. It's just propagated that automatically to the client, so all you need to change the property to be propagated to all the clients can see that empty. But it's currently in the preview or whatever you do the layer. That's just done through a simple definition of each entity. It says interface description, and we can dynamically create these objects, so make them call like on the building entity, on its cell object, this object is dynamically created, so on the client it doesn't have any code to instruct method. It just knows that the definition files, so it's the remote method, it's got no arguments in the code, streaming up to the server node, setting that entity and send it to it, and so on. Okay, running short of time. So lots of stuff you can do with the embedded Python. Other small examples of Python. So this is a standalone example. So this is just a simple WS Python script. So this will have three spaces, so control port between spaces and then using spaces. You can just drill into it and see the to the entities that are available in that space. So that's me there, on the other side, Columbia. That's built in to UC and some of the guys walking around and whatnot. So, not easy to write. Need to push around and modify. So another super quick example of another film before we're all done. So another nice thing about Python is that it works across platforms. So can run on the Linux machine, can run on the Windows boxes, even computer stuff. Here's another simple one, actually. So this has turned into the client. So the client also wants to turn a session. You just simply get a Python session. And you can find all sorts of stuff, so instead of artists and less technical developers knowing what to type on the console, they can access through a GUI. You can do it locally or remotely. So it's definitely good for console development when you're doing keyboard stuff. And so I'll let you know if you're interested to be better than you have a local keyboard or running GUI on top of it. So this is so these scripts end up being really simple. So we just have a simple directory structure with a very good match for the layout there. So we're going to set the render. Okay, and then we just have a simple description of what we want to see. So we've got a thing level path plane, this one's just from the watcher value, and just the range we can set it to. So here we've got a slider close to it, and we can modify it, and you can modify that to the path plane again with all sorts of different things again. So it's really simple to modify different users and different customers can easily push around and customize it to whatever they want to do. I guess that's even pretty much time. There's lots more stuff there.
We've got a time for about 5 questions. Put your hand up and
pick up again.
What do you use to actually get interaction between the client and the server? It looks like you're doing some like RPC platform.
Yeah, so it's their own RPC, so it's just the traffic between the client server and the GDP. It's just a UDP stream that so most of the time it's setting down any position, so it's moving around and whatnot, and then it's just messages for that as well, so we've got our own messaging system inside that, just a desktop entity, a system that calls all the documents, so it's desktop entity, it's a cognitive change, it's the value of it. So this is our own entity.
I
didn't know about it at the time. It's an interesting option. It probably changes the performance you get. So it would make some codes a lot easier and some code harder. So it is in a single thread, so most clock calls have to be short. Something to get from I think we should do better than what we did. Any more questions?
How is adding nodes to an area that's actually becoming more popular?
It's all in real time. So it's continuously advancing loads. There is a bit more populated. Basically, all that happens is there's different levels of the server, so there's a funny where it's kind of a popular area in another set of services that's responsible for the geometry. Pretty much as an entity gets more workload or more loaded, so that you need to do a more head load or whatever. It just starts to offload an entity to an every one, and so offloading entities is just like that's the only thing that's very entity level, and it's happening every second for me.
Okay, I'd like to thank Paul for giving a description of our principle of unsigned to the next you get a bottle of that training like? Feel free to choose one. I think there's a white line in there, if it's a white, so it's mostly red, I think. Red or green. Red or blue. I don't drink wine, so I'm sorry, it was really bad. I don't give any alcohol. Okay, yeah. But that's great. That's really what I'm going to be. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. So if you want to go out, breathe for a minute or two. Feel free. Come back because we're going to have an interesting talk about life and energy. We all should deal with energy. We don't want that.